We are now joined by Arkansas assistant basketball coach Matt Zimmerman. Matt, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay, Trey. Good to be on with you guys in Little Rock.
Yes, sir. You're traveling down here a little bit?
Yeah, yesterday and today, and I was over in East Arkansas a little bit yesterday and towards the Memphis area, and then here today in Central Arkansas, and we're trying to get ready for LSU at the same time, so we got a lot going on, and we're busy, and that's the way we like it, and we're trying to keep our heads up at the same time.
Coach, obviously not the start to SEC play that Mike Anderson wanted. What's been his message to the team during these rough couple of weeks?
It's been embrace the small things, and they lead to the big things. And we have been so close, but so close in winning games. So close isn't going to help you, in that one loss column. You know, being close isn't going to put you in the big dance. You got to get there. You got to find a way. And so, one thing we have to do better at that he's emphasized to them really since December was just all the little things, embracing the little things, and the little things lead to big things, and we have to do better at that. It's been little things like, missing a back end of a two-shot foul. Maybe we're up four, and we need to go up five, and you miss the second free throw, or maybe it's missing the front end of a 1-1 when you're up 7 points on the road. That's really big. It's missing that block out when you're up 5 points at Tennessee, and they get an offensive rebound and stick back. It's gambling on defense when you're up two with 2:52 to go on the road at Tennessee. You gamble and you miss, so a teammate has to come and foul hard, and you get an intentional foul. Those are all little things. Those are the small things that lead to big, big things, and we have to get better at that. That's been an area that we've not executed well at the end of games.
Coach, how do you keep the team's, I guess, morale up? And I know they're trying hard, they're fighting, but then when you do lose, because you've been competitive, really, in the conference games and have a chance to win them, how do they stay focused in where, I guess, I've been on teams before where you lose 2, 3, 4 close games, then it kind of sets in the back of your mind, and when it gets close, you're going to lose again. So how do you get that change and keep that focus?
Well, good talking to you, Matt. You're exactly right. It can start having a mental impact on those guys. Their psyche can get affected. They can start thinking negative when they still need to be thinking positive on the floor. If someone's making a run at you, you've got a lead, and they're making a run, all of a sudden you start having doubt in your head about, oh, my goodness, we've been through this, and we didn't execute well, or we couldn't get the big rebounds, and we got beat. So we've just had to preach to them. We've had to talk to them about the fact that we have won a little bit. If they get caught up in, social media or, listening, they're not down here in Little Rock, so they don't hear everything that's going on with you guys or whatever, but, they still hear stuff in Fayetteville. If they get caught up in that so much that all of a sudden they start thinking they're 0-20, and we're not 0-20. Now, we're not where we need to be or where we want to be, but at the same time, we've won some pretty good games, so we've got to emphasize to them, guys, you're not the worst team in college basketball. You've done a lot of good things. We're not far off. So that's the positive approach the coaches try to take with the guys. But at the same time, you can't just say we're close, and that means they're automatically going to get there. At the end of every season, there's a line of teams that are going to say, I was reading somebody's media guy the other day before we played him, and they said that they had lost 7 games last year by 4 points or less. Well, they lost like 14 games that year. So yeah, they lost a bunch of coast games, but they lost a bunch of other games as well. They lost 14 games. We can't do that. We don't want to be at the end of the year saying, hey, we were right there. But in the same breath, we're getting closer. I know we went to Georgia a couple years ago, our first year. We got blitzed. We had no talent compared to what they have. Same way we went to Georgia, we got blitzed. And now we're right there. We're close. But close is no cigar in college basketball.
Yeah, you're right. And I think Kai Madison's conference play has really been playing good. When did you notice a change? Was it this summer that he was going to have, kind of the player that I think everybody thought he was going to be when he first got up there?
I feel like it was really in last spring. After we don't really give him much time, Matt. It's pretty much year-round deal. And
right.
We should have been in the NIT last year, but we didn't get in the NIT. We were extremely disappointed in that. We were 10-8 in the league and didn't get that, and we were very frustrated. We only gave him just a few days off, maybe 1 week, and then we came right back in the workouts, and you know, BJ and Marshawn weren't in those workouts anymore, and all of a sudden Kai kind of started stepping up in those spring workouts, and you started seeing, hey, Kai can really do some things that he hasn't done for us in the past. And you know, we stay on Kai. Coach Anderson stays on Kai a lot. We stay on him, and now we're able to ease the foot off of him a little bit. We've been able to kind of let up because he's taken on a little bit more of a role of I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to get better. I'm going to improve. I'm going to shoot extra more than I used to. I'm going to get to where I can play better defense, where I'm not getting beat off the dribble all the time. And he's done a lot of that stuff, and he practices way better. But if I could show you a video, which we have, from his freshman year to now, he's night and day in where he's become and his work ethic on the practice.
I believe it, Coach.
Coach, I want to ask you the question that I asked you Saturday about Kai and the end of game situations there, and you explained them, but I want our listeners today to hear that explanation about what he's looking for and what was said in the huddle, specifically into the Kentucky game in overtime and then end of regulation at Georgia.
Talking about with Kai or just
yes,
the whole
Kai.
Well, with Kai, the Kentucky game was a little different because we had to get a defensive stop, and then you know we were scrambling everywhere, and they hit the three. We didn't have any time. We didn't have any timeouts, so you know we kind of do that in practice where we don't have timeouts. We're going to do our secondary fast break, push the ball up. We want to get a pretty quick shot to where when there's a chance for us to rebound the basketball, and not enough time for them to rebound it and go score on the other end. And so, you know, Kai pushed it up the floor. We'd like him to attack right there because we always want guys to, with the new rules, it's just smarter to be on the attack than to shoot a jump shot. Unless you're a guy that just shoots the cover off the ball, it just makes sense to be on the attack. And because they're calling it so much tighter now. But, you know, he shot the shot, Cole's got the rebound, and you know, that was a good night. But the game at Georgia, we had a timeout. We got a defensive stop. We got a rebound, and Coach called a timeout. We drew up a set play. And contrary to what people believe, we've got a lot of set plays. Now, we're a motion team. We want to run five out, nobody in motion, which is our screening game, or we run four out, one in motion, which we're in a lot, especially when Portis is in the game. And then we have a lot of sets. And now, we're not going to run a set play every time, but we do run sets. And that was a set play. And Kai, they ran the play right initially, and Kai came off, and they switched the ball screen, which we had a ball screen in the play. Kai's generally pretty good off the ball screen.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been playing really well at this point, guys. And he comes off of the ball screen, and they switch, and they have a big kid on us, the big Marcus Thornton. He's a big 6'8", like 240-pound forward, which that's another good thing for us. Thornton's really good, but, you know, we would rather a big forward of theirs being honest as opposed to, you know, one of their 6'3", 6'4", freak athlete guards that Georgia has. And so we get that switch, and Kai kind of tapped a little bit, tapped the ball two or three times. He needs a drive where he can kick it for someone else or drive, shoot a pull-up, or drive and get to the rim, score it, or foul. And he comes off the ball screen and, you know, dribbles a couple times and shoots the three. And you know, he's been making them. Going into Georgia, I think he was 10 for 20 from the three in the conference. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't like that. It was just a bad, bad shot. He's been shooting the cover off the ball. But in general, we want our guys trying to drive it at the end.
Coach, we got about a minute left. LSU okay. On the road Saturday. Your thoughts on the Tigers?
Really good basketball team. You know, they're a lot like Tennessee down low. You know, Johnny O'Brien. Jordan Mickey's the kid that in the summer of 2012, he came up on an unofficial visit and spent time with us, him and his dad. We love that kid. He's a great player. And then they got a McDonald's All-American named Martin inside. So they're like Tennessee, but taller. And they've got really good experienced guards that have been around a long time, Hickey and Stringer. They can all shoot the ball. They'll be tough. They're feeling good. They just had a great win. They just, you know, dominated Kentucky. So, you know, we've got to go down there and find a way to get a big win on Saturday.
Coach, good luck this Saturday, and good luck with your travels through the state.
Yeah, Coach, good luck, and thanks for joining
us. Okay, appreciate it, Trey. Thanks, Matt. I was hoping we could take some calls. I was going to, you know, I like to take them calls every once in a while.
We'll
do that next time.
We'll do that next time.
I'm not afraid to do that, I promise you. I'm not afraid of that.
Hey, we'll do it next time, Coach. All right,
take care. Go Hawks.